TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So let's recap the weekend, shall we? Gunmen opened fire at Brown University in a study session for a Jewish professor. We don't know if that's relevant, but just know these are the facts. Gunmen opens fire at Brown University in a study session for a Jewish professor. The local police do not seem to really want to tell us, at least not yet, what the gunman said. We'll see. We can guess. It's, given the news here, last few months, it's either about Jews or transgenderism. It probably Jews. Was this guy going to be another furry? Sums up with that, by the way. We talked about that last week, and I was thinking about that this week. I mean, what are the odds? Tyler Robinson, into furry porn, boyfriend, furry. Trump's assassin, the Butler shooter. Furry, hidden by the FBI from us. Didn't want us to know for some reason that he was a left-winger and a furry. Who are these people? This is so weird. Then we find out Pipe Bomber. He's a furry. His particular brand is the Brony brand. He loves My Little Pony. This was a guy who, you go back and interview all the high school kids he went to school with. They're like, yeah, he was a freak show. In high school. He had a My Little Pony backpack. Was known to be mentally off. Folks, I mean, what are the odds? Do you know a furry? I don't know a furry. There can't be a lot of these people. By the way, the particular kind of cartoon style porn that the Pipe Bomber was looking at was very transgender oriented. Go back to the Annunciation Catholic Church, you know, school shooting, furry. It goes on and on and on and on. I'm just saying that's who this guy is. By the way, we don't know who it is. The Brown University killer, shooter is still at large. FBI thought they had him, bragged about their incredible geolocation software, how they got him using the cell phone. It wasn't him. It was someone else who's still at large. Meanwhile, in Redland, California, anti-Semites attacked a Jewish family's home. They made a mistake of lighting it up for Hanukkah. In a very obvious, you know, obviously pro-Hanukkah decoration, like, you know, kind of outdoor setting. Somebody opened fire into the home. In Paris, they had to cancel the New Year's celebration over security concerns. It's Islamists don't like Christmas celebrations. They're Christian. In Germany, five Muslims have been arrested They were plotting to kill as many Christians as possible on Christmas. Three of them are Moroccan immigrants. One's Egyptian. The other one is Syrian. And in Australia, you're probably hearing now, Bondi Beach, an Islamic father and son opened fire on Jews celebrating Hanukkah. Now, eyewitnesses said the local, mostly female police officers who were present ran and hid. They did nothing. They had plenty of time to shoot, you know, rearm and, you know, reload, shoot and reload. Finally, bystander of Lebanese Christian descent disarmed one of the gunmen. And police showed up and killed one of the two gunmen. But, you know, many people did nothing. Many of those folks are dead. At some point, we need to begin to have the discussion in the Western world that Islam is simply incompatible with Western culture. And you just have, you know, some people I'm sure are fine, but you have a large number of Muslim immigrants who do not want to assimilate. And you put that together with these, you know, the belief by these progressive Western leaders that assimilation or demeaning assimilation is racism. No, our culture's inferior anyway. We can't demand that they assimilate. That would be racist. Well, that is a deadly combination. That opens the door for terrorists and their supporters. And Western leaders are, by and large, when Donald Trump's obviously not one of them, but, you know, incapable of responding to the crisis because they're more scared of being, you know, labeled racist than they are of the terrorist. And it's a numbers game. They figure, well, it's probably going to be somebody else's family that gets killed. Not me. There's a lot of us. I can't kill us all. I mean, it's not Jews who are killing Christians. It's Muslims around the globe killing Christians. When we have the genocide in Africa, Nicki Minaj praising Donald Trump for finally acknowledging it instead of pretending it's not going on, which, by the way, goes all the way up to the Pope. Lecturing us to accept Islam into our societies, but not lecturing Islam. Can you stop killing Christians, please, including Catholic priests, which is amazing. That's the globalist way, the pretend. I mean, globalize the Intifada, an incredibly anti-Semitic and very racist slogan, is happening. It's a call to violence. We're seeing it. Goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, look what we got just last week. And we've got this merging of these Islamic forces, street forces, temporarily with Democrats. And it's very scary. I mean, what we saw in the D.C. shooting. Oh, he got radicalized here? I don't care where he got radicalized. I don't believe he got radicalized. He was pre-radicalized by his own culture. But what do you have there? You have Democrats selecting the target, and for the first time, an Islamist going after that target. We haven't seen that before. Yes, we have seen Muslims in America, Fort Hood shooting, go after military. We've seen that before. But this was the particular designated target of the Democrats. There's plenty of military installations. We've got over 400 bases he could have hit. He went after the very target that Democrats had designated. Look, here are Nazis. Well, but they're actually National Guard. She's very sweet. No, this is a Nazi. The Islamist shooter went right for the Democrat designated target. Folks, this weekend, look at the video of Kilmore Abrigo Garcia, St. Kilmore, patron saint of wife beaters and child traffickers. Illegal immigrant, who, by the way, a judge has just set free, a Democrat judge. He's whining and complaining in Spanish because he can't be bothered to learn English. Whining and complaining. The guy standing next to him as he's whining and complaining about actual laws on our books applying to him as an illegal immigrant is wearing a kafaya. Like, what is this, the Intifada? Well, wait a minute. Why are Democrat street protesters wearing kafayas?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.